This is CBiz Media and ADI Entertainment's The Mix.
All right, everybody. Welcome to The Mix. We thank you for joining us. We have an awesome guest with us today. This is Angela Davis, a local songstress here in the city. And she won the Super Singer Contest, which everybody knows about here if you're in the Michigan area. So, hi, Angela. How are you?
Hi, I'm great, Irene. Thank you for having me today.
Thank you for joining us. It's so awesome to have you on. Now, I'm going to start off by asking you how you got started in singing in the first place.
Oh, wow. That's a great question. So, I got started singing when I was a little girl, about 3 years old. I used to sing in my bedroom. I was really shy at the time, so I really wouldn't sing in front of people yet. But my mom would tell me stories about how she heard me singing in my room, and she bought me a little tape recorder, and I would try to, you know, tape myself singing and just basically do it all the time, repeating until I got the song right. So that started at an early age, and then once I got into school, I joined Glee Club. And I was in Glee Club in elementary school. I was in choir in middle and high school. And I just kept pushing. I did solos when I was in choir. And then I also entered a few competitions when I was in college. And the rest is history. It's just my hard work and just continuing to persevere and wanting to sing. It has got me where I am today.
Wow. So did the singing, like, when did the singing kind of break you out of your shyness?
That's a good question, too. So I was about, I want to say, 9 years old. There was a new music teacher that came to my elementary school, and she was amazing in terms of her energy. She was very outgoing and very passionate about music. She's actually a local singer herself. Her name was Audrey Northington, and she goes by Scat Diva. She's a very amazing jazz singer, and so she was my music teacher at the time, and she was saying that she was going to start up a Glee Club, and we were like, wow, what's that? And we didn't have anything like that at our elementary school at the time. So once she said she's going to have auditions, I was like, man, I really want to do this, because this will help me get better, and this will get me out there in terms of singing more. So some just told me to just, she had the auditions, to go and do the audition, and I did it, and I kind of wowed everybody because no one thought I had that in me because I had been so shy before.
That's so awesome, and it sounds like you had a lot of great people around you that were pushing you and believed in you, and I think that's what a lot of people need. That might be missing with some people in their lives today, but it sounds like you were a determined girl. Become young lady, then woman. So you've been like on this journey since the beginning.
Very beginning, yes. And my mom and dad have always been so supportive. They've always, you know, helped me get, you know, choir materials. They helped me, you know, go on trips with the choir when I was in high school. They helped me when I entered contests, you know, with what I was going to wear and, you know, making sure I looked the part and all that good stuff got, you know, help me get through college, all that good stuff. So my parents are always been supportive in everything that I've done. So that's truly needed. I wouldn't be where I am without my family and close friends that have supported me over the years.
Yeah, all right, parents. Let's push our kids like that, show them love like that. That's really needed right now. Now we were talking about Super Singer. Can you kind of tell us a little bit about the process you went through and how that was for you?
Sure. So in 2000, well, the competition has been around for a long time. And so in 2015, you know, social media is really big now. So they put an ad on Facebook about looking for talented artists to audition and submit a video singing. So I submitted a video via their website or whatever, email, I'm not sure. So then after about a month, they contacted me back saying they wanted me to audition in person. I auditioned in person downtown Detroit at the Dime, the Detroit Institute for Music Education. Then after about a week after that audition, they called me back to say that I was one of the top 5 finalists that would be competing live on TV, on television. And so, you know, most competitions, you just come the day of the competition, and you just sing your song, and they pick who wins. But with television being, you know, being in live television, they pretty much coached you through the whole process. So I had a few, like maybe three or four different rehearsals I had to attend. I had to meet with a vocal coach and the TV directors to make sure that they approved my outfits and wardrobe, things like that.
Wow.
And also that I was, you know, ready for the camera. I was, you know, all, you know, basically it was a great experience to be trained how to be on TV. Because I hadn't really been on TV at that point. Maybe I might have done a morning show with a band, a local band that I was a part of. But other than that, I'd never been like front center stage on TV, all eyes on me. So that was a great experience. And then once the competition came, the day of the competition, we sang our song, and there were guest judges there. Gina Irene, who was a finalist for American Idol for the during that time, and Dwele, who's a local amazing artist that we all know, and Ms. Brisk, who has a great career, and I believe someone from the local television station was one of the judges. So I got a really great score.
Yeah, I like all those people. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. So they liked me. They gave me really high scores, and then I moved on to out of the top five, I moved on to the top two, and so I sang another song. And then after that, the judges didn't vote. It was left to the people. They had to log on to WDIV.com and vote online. And so it was very nerve-wracking waiting for those results to come in. And then once the commercial break passed and all the time passed, they were able to tabulate the votes. They came back on and told me that I had won, and it was an amazing experience. I won a cash prize, and I also won the opportunity to open up for the Beach Boys and the Temptations that year, that when they came to Freedom Hill. So definitely got some great opportunities out of that, and it seems like since that opportunity, since I won that competition, I've just been given more and more opportunities because people saw the talent that I had, and they started to take me seriously as a as an independent artist. So,
we've been seeing you around. Now, with the contest, did you think that you were going to win? Did you say in your head, like, I know I'm going to win this? Like, what were you thinking?
No, I never thought I was going to win. I knew I was going to do well because I knew that I had a good talent, and I knew that if I made it to the top five, I definitely have a shot at winning. But you never know when it comes to voting, because, you know, people vote for who they like and who they love, and some people may like me, some people may not like me. So I just kind of prayed about it and left it in God's hands, and as you know, the result tells it all. I was able to pull it off, so...
Yeah, she has a great voice. I know many of you probably already heard her, but we're going to listen to a little of her music. You have some new music coming out?
Yeah, I have a song, an EP that I just released in November of 2018. And there are four songs on that EP, and one of them, the lead single that I've been promoting the most, is called Finish Line. People have really been liking that song because I think people can relate to it, because the content is about going through like tough situations in your life, but persevering through those situations and making it through to your finish line. So,
awesome. So what are some of your musical inspirations?
Oh, that's a great question. I have a great question. I have so many inspirations. When I think about my early days being a young child, people that really influenced me were definitely Anita Baker, Mariah Carey. I loved her range and her songwriting skills. A big fan of Stephanie Mills. In terms of men, I really loved Luther Vandross and Stevie Wonder. So those were like my influences as a young person. And as I got older, I started to become a fan of Jill Scott. I often get compared to her. And that's because I'm definitely, you know, I study her, and I definitely love her style and what she's brought to the music industry. And other new artists that I like a lot, the artist's name is Her. She goes by the name Her. She's very soulful, and she's young, but she's very talented. She plays pretty much every instrument. She writes all her music, and she's very just soulful. She's all about the music. So
yeah, I think she recently won a Grammy, I believe. Is that?
Yeah, she won a couple of Grammys. Yeah, so she's headed for the stars basically now.
So I want to ask you a little bit, like, how would you describe your sound?
That's just such a good question. I would just say it's kind of a fusion of multiple genres. Like, I'm a big R&B soul fan, but then I also love hip hop. I love jazz. I love, you know, techno grooves and things like that. So I sing with a band called 313, the Live Experience, around the city quite a bit, and we do a lot of fusion type music. Like, we'll take a song, an old school song like Anita Baker, Rapture, for example, and we'll like remix it with like a techno beat. Like the keyboardist, who's the leader of the band, Alice Cooper, he'll just come up with this cool beat or play a techno beat that he's heard before, and somehow he'll fuse that together with Anita Baker and say, yeah, let's just do it, it'll work. And over the years, it's like, man, this is so cool. I love this vibe. I love the fusion of different genres. So I would just say that I'm so appreciative and such a fan of so many genres. I would say that my style is more like a fusion of, you know, many different genres for like a smooth and soulful, vibrant sound.
Cool. Yeah, big shout to Anita Baker. It's like she's getting a lot of love, like she's making a comeback. I don't think she's doing any new music, but it's like a lot of people.
Her music is timeless.
Yeah, it doesn't matter, but yeah, big shout to her because she's a Detroit lady, so I know she's a great inspiration to you. So you're up next then.
I pray that I am. I'm definitely working hard and pushing myself so that I can, you know, meet all of my goals and make my dreams come true. That's my goal. Those are my goals.
Okay, so what's next for you? Again, if you want to tell them a little bit again about the music and how you can be followed and maybe how you could be booked at an event or something like that?
Oh, of course. So those are some great questions. So like I said earlier, I just released an EP in November of 2018. However, for the spring and summer, I'm going to be releasing new singles, one single every month. So on March 29th, I'm actually releasing a new song. It's called Valentine. It's a love song, right on time for wedding season. And like I said, for the next upcoming months, I'm going to be releasing more singles. So be on the lookout for that. They're going to be all digital streaming platforms under my name, Angela Davis. And like whatever you listen to, Apple, Google Play, Amazon, Spotify, you can find my music there. In terms of what else is next for me, I'm going to be doing a lot of performing in spring and summer. I'm going to be doing going to be singing at the Barrister's Ball, which is for all of the people, the law and lawyers and judges of the Detroit metro area. It's the biggest ball that they have in that area to just kind of celebrate their accomplishments and things. That's April 6th.
Wow.
Then on May 12th, which is Mother's Day, I'm going to be doing a jazz concert out at the Canton Village Theater. And then on May 21st, I'm actually going to be one of the artists who are on the docket for the Java and Jazz concert series that they put on at the Detroit Main Branch Library. The Comerica sponsors that every year, so I'm honored to be one of the featured performers for that. My date is May 21st, and that's absolutely free, so it's at 6 p.m. on May 21st. And I plan on doing some traveling. I really want to expand and travel and perform outside of Michigan as well, so that other people can hear what I have to offer. So if you are in the Detroit area, you're in out of state, and you want to book me for an event, you can contact me via email. My email is angeladavisent@gmail.com. Again, that's angeladavisent@gmail.com. I also have a website where you can check me out, learn more about me, read my bio, listen to music, see pictures of things I've done. That is iamangeladavis.com. I'm on social media, of course, on Instagram, Angela Davis Music. And then I'm on Facebook under Angela Davis Entertainment. So check me out and find out more about me.
Yes, check her out. Buy one of her tracks. Go to one of her events. She's got a lot going on, guys. So definitely we're going to come out and support you in some type of way.
Thank you.
You have a great sound and you guys are going to take a listen to it. This is music from Angela Davis.
Thank you.
Get ready for a mix of music, talk, community, and so much more right here on The Mix. Thank you for joining us here on The Mix. This is CBiz Media and ADI Entertainment, and I'm Irene. We want to thank you for listening again. And if you'd like to send us any donations or correspondence, or you'd like to be on the show, you can go to our PayPal. You can send us donations via PayPal at commbiz2004@yahoo.com. If you have any questions, comments, you need more information, give us a call or send us a text at 313-681-1521. That's 313-681-1521. Or you can check out some of what we do on cbiztvonline.com. Also, join us on Facebook at CBizTV and Media Online.